Rabbi's Parakei Mishnah Chavbeis, Ben Bagbag Omer, Hafach Ba, Hafach Ba, Dukula Ba. Ben Bagbag says, a person has to continuously turn over the Torah, as everything is in the Torah. All the Chachmas are in the Torah. And if a person doesn't immediately recognize the other Chachmas in the Torah, he should continually be Mis'afek in the Torah until he sees the other Chachmas in the Torah. As the truth is, everything is in the Torah. Uba Techazeh, and a person should look only at the Torah. He should not involve himself in other chachmas. And since everything is in the Torah, why look at other chachmas? Ask in the Torah, you can learn everything. The Siv Ubalaba. And after you get older, you should continue to wear yourself out over the Torah. And the person should not think, as he gets older, I've learned enough Torah, now I should involve myself in other chachmas. That's not the case. As a person never reaches the nth degree in learning Torah, there's always more to learn. So therefore, a person should never be Purish from the Torah. As they asked Rabbi Yeshua, is it okay to learn Chachmas Yevanis? And Rabbi Yeshua answered, he could learn Chachmas Yevanis when it's a time of Lo Yom Velo Lilo, and it's neither day nor night, meaning to say, there's no room for other Chachmas in a Jewish person's life. The Torah should be the only thing a person involves himself in, as a person can never learn the entire Torah. Uminei Lo Tazua. And a person should not move from the Torah. A person should always be thinking in the Torah. He should not involve himself in anything but the Torah. And if a person has to go out and make a living, that should be kept at a minimum, as the Torah has to be the ikkar in somebody's life. She'ein lecha mida tova heimena. There's nothing better than the Torah. As people who do not enjoy learning Torah, that's because they have not made it an ikkar in their life. And the person who has made the Torah his ikkar will find incredible enjoyment in learning Torah. As learning Torah is me'ein olam haba, that is what is done in olam haba, to learn Torah and to have hana from the ziv hashchina. Some say that Ben Hehe was a gear. The reason why he was called Ben Hehe is that the gear are considered the sons of Avraham Avinu and Sara Imenu, who had a he added on to their name. And so too, Ben Bagbag of the previous Mishnah was also a gear. As Beis Gimel altogether is hey, he was also the son of Avraham Avinu and Sara Imenu, who had a hey added on to their name. Ben Hehe says, Lefum Sara Agra, according to how much sar, how much pain and effort a person has to put into learning Torah, that is how much char the person gets. As Ben Hehe wanted to encourage other gearim and beginners in learning Torah that they should not get frustrated and discouraged as they cannot understand the Torah quickly. As that is not a reason to be discouraged. As since they have a slow tefisa and cannot understand quickly, they will have to put more effort and toil into learning Torah, and therefore their schar will be greater. So therefore, the fact that they cannot understand quickly should not be a reason not to learn Torah. The opposite is true. As since they have to put in a lot of effort, their schar will be greater. As a person who understands quickly and covers a lot of ground, he will not get more schar than a person who understands slowly and cannot cover a lot of ground. As a schar is not given for how much you have learned, but for how much toil you have to put in. So therefore, Ben Hehe is encouraging others to learn Torah, no matter how difficult it is for them to understand, as a schar for learning Torah is very great, and it's commensurate with the amount of tzar and the amount of effort that they put into learning Torah.